Welcome to Sports State Cowboys, a podcast all about your Dallas Cowboys, brought to you by the Dallas Morning News. I'm Calvin Watkins.
And I'm Michael Gelkin. Just a couple Cowboys beat reporters having a weekly real talk conversation about the latest with the team, including interviews, analysis, and debate.
Now on the Sports State Cowboys podcast, Michael, and to all the beautiful people out there in the world, we're going to talk about America's team. We're going to give you inside interviews with the players and coaches and other beat reporters and league executives about the Cowboys. Me and Michael will break down everything we see in practice, in the games, and all kinds of great stuff that we're looking forward to giving you each and every week. And let me tell you something, Michael. My dream job was always to be a sports writer, and I wanted to cover a pro team. It didn't matter if I was covering, you know, the Minnesota Vikings. It didn't matter if I was covering the Cincinnati Reds. I wanted to cover a pro team. And the first pro team I ever covered in my life was the Dallas Cowboys. And I'm just excited about what we're going to provide to the readers for the next, I guess, I don't know, how many weeks are in a year? 52 weeks or a football season, 20 weeks, whatever it is. I'm just excited about this.
I'm excited too. I've wanted to be a journalist since I was around 13 years old. English teacher in the eighth grade who gave me a really good grade. She told me it was a college level paper, and I went straight to my head. It became time to pick out an elective for high school, and I saw introductory journalism and thought, hey, I can write. Let me do that. And then I always loved sports, realized I could combine my love for sports with my interest in writing, and became a sports writer.
You know what? I took a typewriting class in the ninth grade. Right. Because I figured to be a sports writer, you got to learn how to type. So I was like the only male in this typewriting class. And everyone was looking at me like I was crazy. But I knew what I wanted to be, very much like you. I'm 5'8". So, you know, I was very skinny back then. I got a gut now. But back then I was super skinny. So I felt like I could not play sports at an elite level. I could play high school sports, but not at college. So I've always wanted to be a sports writer. Then when me and you hooked up about 4 years ago, we've been talking about doing a podcast because I think the people need it, right?
For sure. I mean, not to say that there aren't a lot of Cowboys podcasts out there, but I think you and I have a fun dynamic where we attend the same Cowboys functions, the same press conferences, we're watching the same practice, the same games, and we can disagree on what we just saw, what we just heard.
We disagree on stuff.
Yeah, I quite often, and I think it's a respectful disagreement. You know, we are friends, but the fact that we have the access we have and the disagreements we have hopefully invites itself to an interesting conversation for fans and listeners to be a part of with us.
One of the interesting things about this season is that the head coach, Mike McCarthy, he's on the gun, you know, because there's a lot going on with him. The whole offseason was about his job status, and this upcoming season, his job status is really going to be in the news. So I really like the fact that our podcast is starting this season because one of the storylines for the 2022 season is Mike McCarthy.
It is, and I think he gets a lot of criticism, no doubt, and some of it seems at times to be a little bit below the belt, but ultimately, he and this Cowboys team, this Cowboys franchise, have a lot to prove going into this season. Discipline is something you hear a lot about. Can the Cowboys be disciplined after penalties? You hear them complaining after games, critical losses about penalties. That ultimately falls upon the head coach to rectify. And that's something that no doubt is a point of emphasis, something that we'll be watching over the course of the year. But I think to Mike McCarthy's credit, you know, they had two joint practices this past week against the Los Angeles Chargers. Zero fights, a disciplined team. That's what they do. Even in the preseason game, they cut down their penalty count all the way down to 8. Disciplined team, that's what they do. So we'll give him a little bit of a leash here, but no doubt people are going to be keeping a close eye on Mike McCarthy and his job status.
We'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the guy who runs the show, who signs the checks, as Jerry Jones, the team owner and general manager, the face of the franchise, one of the most powerful people in sports. When you talk about team owners in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it's got to be Jerry Jones. In fact, Mark Cuban, you know, he used to talk to the media before every Mavericks game. He used to be on the Stairmaster. He's sweating and all this kind of stuff. Reporters are around him trying to talk to him, and he's talking. He was trying to be – he was like a Jerry Jones starter kit. Now, Mark doesn't do that anymore, but you can't talk about the Dallas Cowboys without talking about Jerry Jones.
No, he's at the center of it. It's part of the branding. It's part of the marketing. It's part of the allure of the Dallas Cowboys. Where the Cowboys are, there's Jerry Jones. He turns 80 in October. That's no spring chicken. He's probably doing typewriter classes with you back in the day.
Were there typewriter classes when he was in like the ninth grade?
I know there weren't typewriter classes when I was in the ninth grade. But yeah, I think it's going to be – I'm excited to, over the course of this podcast – every single week, it's going to be something new. It's going to be something fresh. We're going to be speaking to people, players, coaches, other guests. It's going to be the latest content based on our latest observations, what we've been able to procure from our access as Dallas Morning News reporters.
One of the great things I like about what we're going to provide each week is we're going to talk to the players. Sometimes it'll be me and Michael talking to a player in the locker room or after a practice about the upcoming game, about a trend that's going on in the league. Sometimes it might be just one of us because guess what? You know, our day job is we got to provide content for the Dallas Morning News. So sometimes I'm chasing Dak Prescott and Michael Gelkin might get, you know, Neville Gallimore to talk to him about what's going on against the upcoming opponent. So that's going to be the uniqueness about our podcast is that while me and Michael want to talk to the players together, sometimes one of us will get that particular player or even coach or even a beat writer from an opposing team. And we're going to talk to these people each and every week. And I also want to point out, and me and Michael love talking to the players should have a voice, you know, and I think you guys, the listener should hear what the players have to say because they are the ones actually putting forth the effort out there in that field. Me and Michael are just criticizing them, right?
Absolutely. We wanted to give players an opportunity to use our podcast as a vessel to communicate with fans. Mm-hmm. Likewise, we want listeners to have fun learning about the team that they follow. We want this to be an engaging experience. We want their voice to be heard. We're going to keep it light, but we're going to keep it informed. And I think the balance of that fun aspect with it, which is pure end of the day football knowledge, is going to be it's going to be enjoyable for us to go through this year.
And I think hearing from the people is going to be also important, as you were saying, because we did a Twitter Spaces. And when you do a Twitter Spaces after a game or during the week, the fan base is fired up about this team. It doesn't matter who they're drafting, who they're signing for agency. They could lose a tough game down the stretch in December. We want the people to feel like they're a part of our podcast every week. This is going to be an interactive podcast with me and Michael, the players, the coaches, and the people.
No doubt. No doubt.
That's good insight. Good insight, Michael. No doubt. That's good.
I agree. Don't get used to it.
I disagree. And the other good thing about me and Michael, we're from two totally different places in the world. I was born and raised in New York. Michael, you were born and raised in San Diego somewhere? Where?
California. That's correct. San Diego.
San Diego, California. So, you know, Michael's more laid back. You know, I have to push him to get him going. As you guys could tell, I'm a little bit more hyper, a little more interactive than Michael. But our passion is equal for this podcast and the Cowboys.
I have to sell you down sometimes.
You have to sell me down. Yes, you do.
It's a little give and take, Calvin.
Yeah. And sometimes I have to push him. Like, we had a great debate. Like, the Cowboys need a backup quarterback. It's Cooper Rush or Will Greer. And Michael was just saying, Will Greer, nah. And I said, Michael, Will Greer is doing the damn thing. And then Michael was open-minded. It's good to be open-minded because people in the East Coast are very closed-minded. People in the West Coast are open-minded. So Michael was open-minded, and he looked at Will Greer, and he said, I think Will Greer's got a shot. And when they go in against Seattle in the third preseason game of the season, Will Greer's got a shot to get the job. It's a backup job.
I still think it's going to be Cooper Rush, but I do have an open mind that you might be making some good points along the way. You're wrong, ultimately, but I hear you. Thanks so much for listening. We look forward to doing this again next week.
This show is produced by the great Damon Marks. We've known him for a long time. And you can also stay up to date on every episode by following Sports Day Cowboys wherever you get your audio, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can also find the show and more audio from our newsroom by following the Dallas Morning News in the same players.
Find links to everything we do at dallasnews.com/listen. You also find a special membership offer there just for listeners. For the news, I'm Michael Gelkin.
And I'm Calvin Watkins. We'll see you next week.
Hey, listeners. This is Damon Marks. I'm the Cowboys editor for the Dallas Morning News. That includes the Sports Day Cowboys podcast that you're listening to right now. What I love about this beat is the nonstop news cycle that is the Dallas Cowboys. But beyond that daily adrenaline rush, being able to reveal the human side of the players you watch on TV is a privilege. Calvin and Michael talk to these players each week to bring you the behind-the-scenes stories that you can't get anywhere else. If you want to support this good work, it's easy. Just subscribe to the Dallas Morning News and become a member. You'll find a special offer just for listeners at dallasnews.com/listen.